Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 6, Experiencing and Enjoying the Divine Trinity in Full, Tuesday. Related Verses. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise. Ephesians 3, verses 8 and 10. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Verse 10. In order that now, to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. Ephesians 4, verses 15 to 16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together, through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 15, 45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. John 15, verses 4, 5, and 7, verses 4 to 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. Related Reading. By the time the Lord Jesus gave the charge to his disciples recorded in Matthew 28 verse 19, he had already died an all-inclusive death on the cross, had been buried, had entered into Hades to overcome the power of death and everything related to it, and had come out of death and had entered into resurrection. Furthermore, he, the pneumatic Christ, had already breathed himself as the life-giving spirit into the disciples. Having done all this, he charged them to disciple the nations and to bring them into the triune God so that they may have an organic union with him, to baptize believers into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is in fact to baptize them into the processed triune God. Unless baptism in the Holy Spirit is specifically designated, the word baptism in the New Testament indicates baptism through water, implying the significance of the baptism in the Spirit. The baptism mentioned by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 19, to baptize believers into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is to baptize them both in the water and in the Spirit. Physically, we baptize believers in water, yet the water symbolizes the divine name, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This means that when we put people into the water of baptism, we put them into the person of the triune God. In Matthew 28, verse 19, the Lord Jesus charged the disciples to baptize the believers into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But later, in practice, the believers were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. This indicates that to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus is equivalent to being baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because the Lord Jesus is the embodiment of the triune God. Today, when we baptize believers into the name of the Lord Jesus, we are actually baptizing them into the triune God. In resurrection as the last Adam, Jesus became a life-giving spirit. As God, he became a man in incarnation. As such a one, he also became the life-giving spirit. This life-giving spirit is the totality of the triune God, the consummation of the triune God. As the life-giving spirit, he is the Son, and embodied in the Son is the Father. Thus, the Father and the Son are here with this life-giving spirit, who is the consummation of the triune God and the totality of the triune God. We need to realize that we have the Spirit indwelling us, and the indwelling Spirit is the consummated triune God. He is the life-giving and indwelling Spirit to seal the believers of the Son, that is, to impart and dispense the riches of God's being as the unsearchable riches of Christ into the believers as the members of Christ for the constituting and building up of the organic body of Christ. The indwelling, life-giving Spirit is the sealing Spirit. The sealing ink of a seal saturates the sealed material. We are the sealed material, and we have the Spirit as the sealing ink saturating us. This saturating, this sealing, mingles us with God.